Curiously, what has remained hidden or obscure in Thomas Merton's very public discourse on matters of the sacred is the significance that the natural world played as the ecstatic ground of his own experience of God. So today I'm going to read a poem of his called Dancing in the Water of Life from the Journals of Thomas Merton, Volume 5. It's a beautiful passage about his feelings about nature. It's called Dancing in the Waters of Life. Like everyone else, I live under the bomb, but unlike most people, I live in the woods. Do not ask me to explain this. I am embarrassed to describe it. I live in the woods out of necessity. I get out of bed in the middle of the night because it is imperative that I hear the silence of the night alone and with my face on the floor say psalms alone in the silence of the night. It is necessary for me to live here alone without a woman. For the silence of the forest is my bride, and the sweet dark warmth of the whole world is my love. And out of the heart of that dark warmth comes the secret that is heard only in silence. But it is the root of all the secrets that are whispered by all the lovers in their beds all over the world. Thank you.